Yo, what's up? It's Overslept with Chris Laker. That's me. So here we are. It's Sunday. It's 11:29. That's a good time to wake up on a Sunday, I think. I just had a weird ass fucking dream that I can't explain, but it was fucking weird. The only thing I can tell you is that Ed Asner was in it. The great actor Ed Asner. He was not Ed Asner. Well, he was, but it was weird. Anyway, but I can't explain. I wish I could explain it, because it's kind of good in a weird way, but I can't. All right. Sunday. Oh, I got a reminder in my phone to call my parents today. I haven't called them in a while, so I guess I gotta call them. They get upset if I don't call them. But yet, they don't call me. It's very interesting. Oh, excuse me for the sneeze. They don't, it's, they feel like I have to call them. And then if they do call me, it's like, I really fucked up because I went too long. Or somebody died. But then it's like, you don't call. And then it's, the call is about how I don't call. And then I had to explain to them that we can't just have calls about me not calling. And I don't call anybody, which I don't. My closest friend in the world, I've talked to in 3 years, because neither one of us are, he lives in Pennsylvania. I guess this makes him not my closest friend. Not talking to somebody for 3 years makes him annoying. But it's like, what are we going to do? We're not going to talk on the phone. So that's it. We don't talk. Maybe I should call him too. But that's an even more, that's a harder call. A 3 year call? To be like, hey. And then what? Let's go over the past 3 years. I'd rather not. I mean, they've been fine, but they've been good. But when you have to list in order, like to somebody who's like, you kind of have to give your achievements. That's I can. I've had some good times. And but that's might be longer than 3 years. It might be 4 years. Yeah, maybe I'll text them. Can I do that? Text them. I mean, I don't even know what to talk about when I call my parents. Be like, this is what I did the past. It might be like a couple of weeks. Like, oh, we haven't heard from you in a while. Get that. This is what it did. And then, I don't know. And my dad will get on the phone. And we'll talk about whatever. I don't know. It'll be fine. I should be happy I have such nice parents. It's just boring phone conversation. That's all. It's not like they're bad people. I find all phone conversation pretty boring. There's really not much to talk about. It's all, because it's all kind of. Am I gonna call somebody to talk about the movie Get Out? No. I'll wait till I see them in person. That's for in-person stuff. I'm going to waste that on the phone? That's like extra talk that you don't even need. That's why we don't, everybody just text. I don't know anybody talks with you. Just text. Relate some pertinent information and you're done. Or a quick joke. A bitmoji. You can't bitmoji in real life. So it's fun that you do that on the phone. I have a really good bitmoji. I like to use it. Jacqueline made it. I don't remember her making it, but she says she made it. I thought I made it. What's going on? She says she made it, so I guess I remember wrong. I guess I must have tried to make it, and then she perfected it. She said she improved it. She's laying next to me. She's awake, listening. She's reading. What are you reading? The Art of Memoir. She's laying here on Sunday morning, just improving her artistic ability. That's why she is so successful and talented. And I sit here. If I wasn't doing this, I would be scrolling Twitter, yelling about the world. About this Donald Trump. I know. Every day. I'm not going to talk about Trump. Then I bring that motherfucker up. But he is a real... He's a real so-and-so. I don't know. Is anybody a Trump person? I'm just curious. You don't have to say nothing. I won't even... I'm just curious if anybody listens to Trump person. Because I always get... like, I feel bad. Because I'm like, oh, I'm going to say something. Because I'm not... You know, I'm saying about the, I don't know. I hear that the Trump people don't feel welcome. Tim Allen was saying he doesn't feel welcome there in Hollywood. Tim Allen doesn't, because he likes Trump, or that he's a conservative. I'm not sure. If that means you like Trump, if you're a conservative, I thought the real conservatives didn't like him, but maybe I'm wrong. He is gonna shut off Meals on Wheels. All right. I'll stop. I don't know anything about politics for real. But neither do you. If you're listening to this, I'm willing to bet you know about as much as me. A lot of people think they, and maybe not, maybe you personally, you're going to say, no. But I do find a lot of people that try to act like they're the ones that know. Well, some of them do. I don't know. They read a lot. Okay. Everybody's great. Let's just go there. Everybody's cool. It's... except for these Nazis. There are Nazis. Can we agree on that? They're not cool. I'll say this, if you're a Nazi, I don't want you to listen to this show. Or maybe you should. Maybe I don't care. I care that you're a Nazi. Just stop it. And you're like, oh, there's no not. If you follow Richard Spencer on Twitter, you are a Nazi or on the path. So I say, stop it now. It's not cool. But besides that, all right. How do I get over to this? Oh, because, yeah, now I know. Is there anything on, did anybody say, nope. All right, well, We're not even at 10. I gotta pee too. Should have done that before I started. But in the name of authenticity, can't get out of bed. You gotta be in bed and grab the microphone. I can go another 10 minutes. I'll be. Well, I can't go as far. I can go in terms of I cannot pee for another 10 minutes. I can't. I don't know that I have anything to fucking talk about. I feel bad. I've been. I keep opening up news to find something to talk about. Oh, and yesterday I was talking about this Paris attacker. And then, like, I was like, what the fuck is Paris? I didn't know about this Paris airport attacker. It was like, oh, he tried to grab an officer's weapon. That's not an airport attacker, USA Today. I'm sorry, that's not an... He tried to... That's not... come on, man. It's a little sensationalist. He's some crazy dude that tried to grab a gun, which, let's be honest, we've all wanted to do. Who hasn't wanted to grab an officer's gun? Not to, like, turn it on him, but to be like, hey, look, now I got a gun. It just looks easy. I know it's not. Well, this guy thought, dude, this guy, that it looks like... You never stood by a cop. Man, I think I could just grab that gun. Sometimes I'm worried. Just like I have the thing where I want to yell or do something terrible in moments where you know. I said, you know, I'm trying to cut that back. At my brother's wedding, I had just kept thinking about what if I, in the middle of the wedding, ran up the middle of the aisle and just start taking a shit. That, I believe, is probably one of the worst things I could have done. It's just, I can't think of much else that's worse. And... I thought my older brother would, one of my two brothers would probably punch me. That's what I think would happen. But I don't know. But then you, it gets to a point where, like, or I'm sitting in when I would sit in a conference room and at work in a meeting, like, what if I just started yelling out racial epithets, things like that, to the point where you get nervous. I sometimes actually get nervous and would try to grab the cop's gun because it just... It almost... Well, it's got to be illegal to try to grab a cop's gun. Yeah, you can't... There's no way I can really justify that not being illegal. But anyway, this Paris attacker, not an attacker. I felt like I was like, what am I... I don't know about this monster, this Paris airport attacker, this awful, terrible terrorist. He just did the thing I always wanted to do, but don't. And I'm not advocating for people to grab the guns of police officers. They have a hard job, as it is, to not be messing around with those kind of shenanigans. That would be the thing I'd go around to the high schools and say, kids, don't, maybe younger, let's go younger, like a DARE program, but instead of saying something stupid like don't do drugs, be like, don't grab the cop's gun. It looks like fun, but just don't do it. Okay. Oh, Chuck Berry died. R.I.P. Chuck Berry. This episode dedicated to the man that invented rock and roll. That's a real bummer. I always wanted to see him live. I had tickets once and I couldn't go. I had bought the fucking tickets, B.B. King's, and then had to travel for work. That's my personal connection to Chuck Berry. Let's make it about me. I can't see him anymore. Now I can't see him live. Maybe up in the sky, that big concert up in the sky. I would go. I don't know. Do they? You know, I don't think they should make people in heaven have jobs, but they always talk about, you know, oh, I get to see John Lennon and get to see Jimi Hendrix play guitar. I mean, do they make them put on concerts? That would be nice. Maybe it's like Jimi Hendrix. You know, listen, man, you were real. You weren't that nice of a guy. You're doing all those drugs. I don't think you go to hell for doing drugs. But maybe you just like kind of threaten him, even if he was going to get in anyway. But like, listen, we're not supposed to let you in. But I tell you what, you do a concert every Tuesday, and then we're good. You can come in. Then I would see. That'd probably be the first one to go see. Jimi Hendrix. That's my first concert in up there in heaven. Jimi Hendrix. That's gotta, who else would it be? Kurt Cobain? No. I'd want to hang with him. I'd want to see his concert, but you gotta wait for the rest of Nirvana to die. I hope I outlive Nirvana. Hope I outlive everybody. Hope I'm the last person alive. Is that so? I hope, like, when I die, it'd be like, oh, you still got. I hope I don't want to die and be like, well, Dave Grohl still got another 20 years. What the fuck? What did I do? I didn't go to the doctor. God damn it! All right. Tommy Lauren is pro-choice. Well, look at her. Good for her. It's not good for her business, though. There's this Tim Allen thing I was talking about. Winning fourth grade robotics team told to go back to... Oh, Jesus Christ. Go back to Mexico. I'm not even going to read it. Yeah, if you're one of those go-back-to-Mexico people, I don't know, man. I guess you're just wrong. It's not even about wrong. It's just like, I don't know. What the fuck? Maybe, if you live in a border town, maybe you gotta... I'm not going to talk immigration on this show now. We only got a few minutes left. Yeah, I can get out of here in 3 minutes. Let me see what else is going on in the news. The anti-Trump billboard receives death threats. It's got a... Okay. How do you death threat a billboard? I guess there's some... Is there a phone number on it? Like, I hate Trump. Here's my number. And everybody's like, I'm going to get you. People go right to the death threats. You just can't, like, insult them. It's like, I'm gonna get you. It's, come on, you're not gonna do that, man. You're not gonna do. You're gonna kill the billboard guy for because he put up a billboard. You're like, I wanted to see a Geico ad, and you put that up. I'm mad. Oh, well, this episode wasn't great, but it happened. I don't usually wind down at 18:36, but I feel like I can do that now. It's Sunday. What's with my sneezing? I don't know. Yo, go to chrislaker.com/overslept for all overslept business. You can email me. There's links to where we're on Stitcher. I always forget to say we're on Stitcher. So if you use Stitcher, this is on, Overslept is on there now. I don't know why you would use Stitcher. It seems like the worst way to listen to the podcast, but it exists for a reason. Stitcher really kind of sucks, but fuck it. And Oh yeah, Jacqueline just said, "Say, tell people to buy it." I'm not even gonna say buy my album. It's on fucking Spotify or whatever. I think I get more money for, like, everybody's like, Spotify gets no money. I got a shitty deal with the label, so I think I actually get more money from Spotify, which is like a penny, than the albums. But just, yeah, listen to it on Spotify, and tell a friend to listen to it on Spotify. That's a pretty good thing to do. You can't tell, I can understand, oh, I can't tell my friends to listen to this show because it's fucking bad. Sure, I agree. You like it for some weird reason and feel like, man, my friends won't like it for the same weird reason. Get it. But if you listen to the album and dig it, tell a friend to listen to the album. That's something you could do. That would be cool. Maybe write a review on iTunes if you got the iTunes. If you don't got iTunes, I don't know. Why not? Well, you got an Android phone? All right, I hear it. I had an Android phone. They're all right. Yeah, but I had to cross back over to the iPhone world. People don't respect you in this city if you don't have an iPhone. It's how they judge people, because we don't have cars. We've got to judge people by their phones. That's why I kind of like to have an Android, because people think, oh man, this person's kind of badass. They don't give a fuck. All right. That is it. I will talk to you tomorrow. Yeah, that's it. I don't know. Yeah, tomorrow. If I forgot something, I'll tell you tomorrow. That's pretty good. That's the best thing about doing the show every day. All right, that's it. We love you.